ba 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 ba.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
I'm not a cow or
a cow. Hi, Mr. Mike. It's McCormick here on Audio Boo. And this particular song leads me back to a kind of funny story from way back. I was talking to a friend the other day there who's a keen gardener like myself. He was mentioning he was already, because of the mild weather, having many problems with a mole in his garden. And as I said, it took me back to a fond memory when my wife was in hospital having, she just had one of her babies, I can't remember which one it was. So she was lying in bed, watching the baby in its crib at the side of the bed, when all of a sudden a doctor came up, a doctor she hadn't seen before. And he says to her, "Good day, Mrs. Mack. How are you?" And she thought, well, he's very polite. I'll say, yes, I'm fine, thanks, Doc. He says, "I understand that you're having some problems with a mole." And she says, "Well, yes, but how did you hear about it?" He says, "Doesn't matter," he says, you know, he says, "I can help you with that." And she said, "Well, that would be fantastic, because my husband has tried so many things to get rid of it." And he kind of stood up aghast, looking at her. She said, "What methods?" She says, "Well, he's tried smoking it. He's tried shocking it. He's even tried gassing it." And he said, my God, you just can't go in blindly with these things. You have to know what you're doing, you know, and trust me, you really should leave that to the professionals." She says, "Well, it's driving them round the bend. It has been for a while." And she says, "And to be perfectly honest, I'm fed up with it too." She says, I want it gone." She says, "You know that even the other morning there, he was in the garden and he was jumping up and down with frustration and threatening to get a shotgun." And he said, A shotgun? She says, "Yes. He's so frustrated, he thought the only way he's going to get rid of it is to shoot the bugger." And he stood and looked at her and he says, "Well, are we talking about the same thing here? A mole?" She says, "Aye. Have you got any ideas? Can you get rid of moles?" He says, "I've got great experience with moles, but I think we're talking about two different moles here, Mrs. Mack." She said, "Well, what mole are you talking about?" He said, "The one in the sole of your foot that I'm looking at just now." "Oh, God," she says, "we're talking at cross purposes. Wait a minute," she says, "how did you know about my mole?" He says, "Well, one of the nurses had mentioned when you got into bed the other day there, she noticed your mole and says, does it give you bother?" And she says, "Well, just occasionally, but not really." He says, "So she told me, and I've come along to help you get rid of that mole if you want rid of it." She decided against it. She says, "You know, it doesn't really bother me, so I'm going to just leave it there. But I can't wait to tell my husband about this wee tale we've had across our bed, getting rid of moles." And I was a pacifist. Well, I still am a pacifist, but I'd have shot that bloody mole if I'd gotten all of that. Anyway, there you go. A wee mole story. Not particularly funny, but just interesting. See you, bye.
Ba 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 ba